In Berkeley, I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Yesterday, the Israeli High Court of Justice decided in favor of a petition by the Palestinian villagers of Bilayin in the occupied West Bank to change the current route of the illegal apartheid wall. For years, residents of Bilayin, along with international and Israeli activists, have led nonviolent resistance actions every week against the encroaching wall and the illegal settlement colonies that expand on a daily basis on Bilayin land. Though the court decision ruled that the illegal apartheid wall should be moved somewhat, there is still a significant amount of village land that will remain on the other side of the wall. Additionally, the court ruled that dozens of existing buildings in the illegal settlement colony of Modi'in Elite will not be demolished, despite the fact that the colony sits on Bilayin land owned by several families. Joining us to talk about the current court decision and its implications is Yonatan Pollack, an activist with Anarchists Against the Wall. He has been very involved in the resistance actions taking place in and around Bilayin. Yonatan, welcome back to Flashpoints.
Okay.
So first off, describe the significance of the Israeli High Court ruling yesterday and what impact it will have on the village of Bilayin, which has seen so much of its land ripped away, annexed to the settlement colony and the apartheid wall, where dozens and dozens of resistance activists have been shot at, injured during the regular protests over the past 2 years. What's the significance of the ruling?
The significance is in the land that it will be returned to the people, about 600 dunams at least will be returned to the village, which is very significant for the farmers. But moreover, the significance of the ruling is in its political victory. Bilayin is a symbol of the popular resistance, and this victory shows that the people, when they unite, can have power over Israeli institutions, whether they be the army or the Israeli courts, who are both very biased towards Israeli interests, including the occupation. The fact that the court ruled in favor of the village is not because the court is so fond of justice and of Palestinian rights. It is because it was forced to do so by a very good lawyer and a strong popular uprising and mobilization. The high publicity in the public eye on this case forced the courts to make a very meticulous examination of the case of the war in Bilayin, which wouldn't have been done otherwise. Which is why I believe this is one of the four or five positive decisions Palestinians got, in contrast to over 100 others that were denied. It is important to remember, however, that the court decision is still in deviation from international law. It still approves building the wall on Palestinian land inside the West Bank and promoting a policy of segregation, which is not something positive at all. The struggle does not end with this court ruling. It's just a small victory in the way.
And against all of this, as you mentioned, the apartheid wall in itself is still illegal. You know, 3 years ago, the International Court of Justice ruled that it must be dismantled, yet Israel continues to subvert international law and continues to build it on a daily basis. Can you talk about the bigger picture and the next steps that should be taken in resistance to the wall, to the settlements, to the continued theft of Palestinian land?
Well, as you've mentioned, in the bigger picture, Israel is a serial violator of international law through the construction of the wall, which was explicitly denounced by the International Court of Justice, through the settlements, through exaggerated restrictions on movement, ethnically driven restrictions on movement. The overall picture is of Israeli annexation of land and strategic control over Palestinian civilian population. In my opinion, in the international arena, the most important thing people can do is support the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, which is, I think, the strongest power civil society has over oppressive regimes such as Israel. In the local sphere, we hope that this victory, this small legal victory, combined with the fact that Belin is a symbol of popular resistance, is going to help fuel the popular resistance against the war and against the occupation.
And in terms of how this will impact Belin specifically, the land that is going to be returned to the people who own it, the residents of Belin, will they be able to go back and continue to raise crops, to harvest from the olive groves there? How is it going to impact the village?
Well, officially, people are also should also be able to cross the wall and tend to their land, even if the lands are beyond the wall, on the so-called Israeli side of the wall. But in reality, this is very hard, and in many cases impossible. The fact that the wall will be rerouted will definitely enable people to tend for their lands. It is important to remember that even this small victory is not yet complete, because it is going to take a long time until the army proposes a new route, until it is approved by the court, and until it is actually implemented and the existing wall is dismantled.
All right, well, we're going to continue to watch this story very carefully. That's the voice of Yonatan Pollack. He is with Anarchists Against the Wall and has been very active in the protests and resistance actions taking place in the Belin area in the occupied Palestinian West Bank. Yonatan, thank you so much for the work that you do, and onward. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh.